All right, so I just was in the grocery store, and there's a song that came on. I heard it when I was younger, and I hadn't heard it in a long time. And the name of the song was Sarah Starship Lyrics. Sarah. So it says, let's read these lyrics. Don't look back. We've drawn the line. Move on. It's no good to go back in time. I'll never find another girl like you. For happy endings, it takes two. We're fire and ice. A dream won't come true. Sarah, Sarah, storms are brewing in your eyes. Sarah, Sarah, no time is a good time for goodbyes. Danger. In the game when the stakes are high. Branded. My heart was branded while my senses stood by. I'll never find another girl like you. For happy endings, it takes two. Where fire and ice, a dream won't come true. Sarah, Sarah, storms are brewing in your eyes. Sarah, Sarah, no time is a good time for. Sarah, Sarah, storms are brewing in your eyes. No time is a good time for goodbye. Loved me like no one ever loved me before. Hurt me like no one ever hurt me before. Nobody loved me anymore. I'll never find another girl like you. We were fire and ice, dream won't come true. A dream won't come true. No time is a good time. Oh, storms are brewing in your eyes. No time is a good time for goodbyes. No time is a good time for goodbyes. Why did it all fall apart? The reason it fell apart is because Amos 3:3, how can two walk together? Anyway, Amos 3:3, you must be born again, Sarah. Why did it all fall apart? He said it three times. He said, why did it? Why did it? Why did it all fall apart? Lies, secrets, past not being revealed. Third party past trying to, I don't know what that was about. Anyway, Sarah, why did it all fall apart? Fire and ice. The two extremes, Cain versus Abel.
The Bible says in the Old Testament, it says not to,
not yoke up with the unbelievers, you know. And it says it in the New Testament too, don't yoke up. Because when Israel married those Gentile women, God told him to divorce them. God told them men to divorce their wives because they were Gentiles. They would defile the camp. You can't have idolatry in the camp. Just the way it is. Idols, idolatry. Can't have idolatry in the camp of the saints because you'll be cursed. They're cursed. The reason the children of Cain want to yoke up with the children of Abel is because they are cursed and they need to destiny swap by hanging on to our shirt tails. But we're not Jesus. You need to go find Jesus. Okay? Run to Jesus. Your bloodline, your culture is going to take you to hell and just give you more misery. If you run to Jesus, your life will change. Run to Jesus and your life will change. Your big network of coven people. They're not going to be there when you face God. At the great white throne judgment, your coven sisters or your coven cult sisters, brothers, whatever, they're not going to be there when you face God. This is what rescues me every time I get attacked. I got to face God. I don't care about any kind of emotional pain or any kind of pain down here because I got to face God. The worst pain is the worst pain is not hearing him. If he says, well done, good and faithful service. Well, Lord, I messed up.
Hopefully he'll say, well, you got back up, didn't you? Yeah. Hopefully he'll say that. He'll probably hit me on the head one time with a 2x4. He already did that. That's what he's doing now, hitting us, scourging us with a 2x4. The pains that you have, God is scourging his. God will scourge his own. God scourges his own. In other words, gives you a spanking like you ain't never seen. Not a spanking, but a scourging. But yeah, facing off with Jesus, face to face. Lord, I'm sorry. I messed up. I don't have an excuse. Sir, no excuse, sir. Sir, no excuse, sir. Lord, no excuse, sir. This is what David did. David was a warrior. He realized his mistake. Nathan called him out, said, you're the man. He fell on his face, repented, got up, washed his face, and went back to business. What else are you going to do? Sit in the corner and cry? Oh, no, Sarah left me. Sarah, it's fire and ice. Oh, no. I need to rewrite those lyrics. Get saved, and then maybe it'll work out. And get saved the right way, not the wrong way. I got this bottle that I'm realizing I can create my own studio sound with just talking inside a bottle. See, here's the problem with Sarah. Until she gets saved, she's going to always be jealous. Because you have a calling in your life for the whole body of Christ to help. They help you, you help them. Your brothers and sisters are just as important as your spouse. You're not going to cheat on your spouse, but if they go through struggles, you and your spouse should go over there and help them. If you got a man and woman who's born again, and they got a congregation, and one of the members, the saved members, falls in the ditch, both the man and the woman go over there and help them. Say, what's wrong? Well, I'm going through this. All right. Well, I'll let my wife figure it out, but she has to be strong. She has to be spiritually strong and be able to help people. But if she's just a selfish little child, spiritually, no spiritual insight, how can a high vibration creature yoke up with a low vibration creature who hasn't done any work? It's impossible. If my calling is to build up the saints, and I marry somebody whose calling is of the world, the flesh, for our life, and one of the saints say, I need some help, and I go over there and help them, and she gets jealous because she doesn't understand God's love for his body, that would never work. The jealousies, that's of the world. Who's dumb enough for, especially as you get older, how could you be that dumb for a little bit of pleasure to lose a marriage or lose a commitment? I mean, how dumb are you? That is dumb. It's ridiculous. Man or woman. I'm talking about the man or the woman. So you got this faithful wife, been there, stood by you all those years, and you end up chasing some younger girl for a little bit of pleasure, which is not even as fleeting and doesn't last. And you think you destroy real love for fake love? I mean, come on. This is just getting ridiculous. People are not thinking. You're not thinking long term. You're not thinking about the consequences of your choices and how it affects your whole life, you know? It's really sad.